What are you expecting in this brand new year? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. All too often, we get exactly what we expect. Experts like Robert K. Merton tell us that an expectation or belief, whether it's true or false, has a great impact on the outcome of a situation or the way we behave or how others respond to us. Let's say, if you tell yourself nothing is going to happen this year, things are not going to work out, oh, it's going to be the worst year, we begin to behave in a way that says nothing is going to happen, nothing is ever going to work out. And so you begin to communicate that expectation to those around you who respond by adjusting their behavior to yours. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. So instead of helping you, encouraging you, helping to open doors for you, they join you in affirming your nothing is going to happen this year belief. The result is that what you expect often comes true. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's day two, 2010. And so today, write out your expectations. Go on. Get a piece of paper and an envelope. I'll wait. Got it? All right. On your piece of paper, write out your expectations for 2010. High expectations with realistic goals. Be sure to make your dream big enough for God to be in it. Now, after you have written down your expectations, put it in an envelope and seal it. Mark in the envelope January the 2nd, 2011. And then on that day, a year from now, open the envelope and see if God met you at your level of high expectation. The Word of God says, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.